there are conditions for the arising of those realities. Even right now, each moment is conditioned by different paccaya.
That we are without sati. And that's why we cannot experience the moment.
We study and it seems like we know a lot.
That's right.
But what about this moment?
That's right.
No understanding of citta and cetasika and rupa. Where there is no awareness.
So that we must understand that our pandya has not grown, you know, to that level yet, mm-hmm. right? So we must continue to develop more, just listening more and considering more.
Having understanding, and understanding is sankhara khanda.
Yes.
So it is conditioned for right awareness, because right awareness must arise with panya.
And when panya is strengthened, and there's this condition for it arising, we don't have to ask anyone. Because itself, panya itself performs its task.
No need to say anything about it.
That's right. Because it is a function of panya to know it.
Because panya experiences reality as it is, it doesn't have to think about it anymore.
But when panya is not arising, there can be a moment of thinking.
Right.
So there's a moment. So
panya can understand all realities as they are, of different level too.
So this is the distinction.
Panya and avicca, knowledge and ignorance, are different, quite opposite.
So if we see somebody doing something, some bad act, in fact, they could have immediately sati about anything following, so we can't judge external acts. I mean, there's no way of...
It's a long story about a moment of seeing this birth object. So one can see the moment of birth, no story yet. But citta, the patisanti citta, arises by kamma. And in that patisanti citta, we don't know what's there. According to that kamma, which would produce what kind of kusla and akusla and vipaka later, but it's there. The difference between the animal world and human being must be the patisanti citta. Because for patisanti citta, people are different because of different kinds, ways, deeds that all have been done before, which condition a moment of patisanti citta with or without right understanding, see? But that moment, nobody knows who one is. Who can know? Rupa Brahma? Can Rupa Brahma know? At the moment of birth, no one. And the next moment after patisanti citta, birth consciousness, is pavanka. Nothing appears. So while one is fast asleep, is it dark or not? So one lives in darkness, without eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, just the mind. So as soon as one just be conscious, the first process is lopa, with avicca, ignorance. They go together. But as soon as one begins to feel or to be conscious, lopa is there, clinging to the being, to be. Even one doesn't know what, but there is clinging already. And when there is the five spots, the eye base, ear base, nose base, tongue base, body base. Body base is all over the body. Just a tiny spot the rupa is so very fragile. When we talk about the 28 types of rupa, the 12 ones are gross. The visible object is gross because it appears, so one knows it, how gross it is because it appears. And sound, smell, taste, and tangible object, the 7 rupa, are gross rupa, including the eye-based, ear-based, tongue-based, nose-based, and body-based. But even if so gross, who knows? See? So the other rupa must be more subtle, more difficult to be the object of understanding because they do not appear. So at the moment of just nothing appear at all, nothing, and then when the supposed the sound impinge the nose base, ayatana, the meeting point, citta, cetasika, and rupa are there, condition the moment of just hearing and then following instantly. But when after the ear process, the mind door process follow, remember little by little until one is used to the sound, so there is some meaning about that sound. And later on, full of story by experiencing through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind. But in reality, just one moment of citta arises and falls away, past everything on and on and on until there is the idea of people and things and the world. But actually, what is the reality of the earth or the world? Very fragile too, because spaces are in between everything, ready to be destroyed. So the whole body is very fragile, and the nama and rupa and the nama citta, cetasika, is shorter than the lifespan of rupa. So it's dukkha, the first Ariya Satta. This can be directly experienced by panya only.
Is memory just from this life then?
It depends, because memory, the function of sanya is to remember each moment. So Buddha can recollect his previous life because of the sanya. Must remember everything in life, not just this life, and other life as well. But for the common people, it's not possible to have such sati, because it has to be the extraordinary panya, not the ordinary panya, which can remember or can recollect the previous life. But sanya remembers from moment to moment. It's like a mess of sanya. You don't know how long ago. And this is life, only in a moment. The past is completely gone, never come back. The new one is conditioned after the previous one.
So is it the Buddha's wisdom?
I asked the question about memory because you said after the, when the first citta arises, then memory starts, and I thought I was confused if you meant that was the beginning of...
In this life.
In this life, yeah. Mm.
But the santicitta also have sanya cetasika. It arises with each citta, but it remembers the object of patisanticitta. Which is not the object of this world, so it does not appear. But it's there.
When you say sanya remembers the object of the citta, could you explain a little bit about in what sense it remembers? Because remembers can mean
mark
it for future reference or to relate it back, or
when we talk about future, it's the new sanya, not the same old sanya. So it continues from moment to moment.
So it marks the object.
Object.
When we say it marks the object, why do we call that remembering?
I don't know the English word enough to have the right word to say. Because even in Thai, we do not have any word which can represent the true nature of reality. It's very difficult. For example, when we talk about citta, people doesn't have any idea, do not have any idea about what citta is, or cetasika. So viriya and the other cetasika is not easy to use any term to represent. But by studying, one can go deep down to the characteristic instead of just using this term or that term. For example, citta is the element which experience an object. Whenever it arises, it must experience an object. So what word? Just one word for citta? It needs explanation for each reality. Because if we use the word remember, we don't know whether it covers all meanings.
Presumably the choice of remember, though, is based on the description and of the function and characteristics of the cetasika in the first place. But so
try to understand the characteristic or the reality is much better than just cling to one word. Like now, sanya marks or remembers or what? When citta is the chief or the faculty of experiencing an object, it doesn't feel, citta does not remember or mark or contact, not all this.
You mean citta doesn't, but cetasikas, because it's right. The function of the cetasika.
Right. They arise together, blended as one. Nama. But citta is not cetasika.
But they are both nama, so they share the same general characteristics.
When they arise together.
Some aspects of it can be proven, and others remain unproven and a matter of just
it's only thinking study. About realities. With but the idea of something.
But Panya is not keen enough, that is the trouble.
How can we know, even we don't say out that this is that it's a cup, or table, or towel? See,
yeah.
Sanya knows by memory, or remembers, or mark.
We can prove that, yeah.
But for citta cetasika, it's exactly the same. We don't need any word, like we don't need any word to know this.
We need words when they are not realities that we can directly experience in that sense. You could say we don't need a word for seeing an invisible object, but we do need a word for those cetasikas that we can't directly experience, whose characteristic we can't directly experience.
Please. Say it again. Please.
Yes. You could say we don't need a word for the realities that we can directly experience, like visible object and sound, but we do need words for those realities that Panya does not directly experience and that we can only read about. Yeah.
Otherwise, then there's no way to understand reality. Sanya works all the time with citta and other cetasikas. Very tiring. Oh no, Sanya. Sanya is not tired.
No. But usually recognizing, you know, in a conventional sense, is a thinking process rather than,
thank you,
you know, at the moment the object is experienced, I suppose. It happens several, many moments later.
Just worthy and thinking about the citta, but not the moment of really experience citta. By then, there is no kundodave, no tea, only one object at a time. Through very tiny spot, seeing or hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So it's just the world of darkness with the idea of thinking only. While the sight, the sound, and everything arises and falls away, completely gone. And Sanya remembers. Mm-hmm. And we will understand the meaning of the world because it's the world of whisper object or sound, one at a time. And we combine them as one world. And another world is coming. What world is coming? Taste.
I didn't get it.
Good. Taste. The world of taste is about to
appear. Expectation, because it doesn't happen yet.
The Pari is just across the road there. Did you notice, Ajahn? Remember that
we had about
that discussion?
Yeah, yeah.
Pari.
Yeah. And then you explained also about the story.
Dorun. Yeah. Yes, yes, very, very vividly. Yeah.
I mentioned it in your email.
So likewise, when there's expectation of, there's a lot of doru, and then also,
yeah, just one glance is the story of tea.
Right.
So one lives in one's own world, one's own thinking. Right thinking, wrong thinking, wholesome and unwholesome thinking.
So it's not correct to say that we share the same world then, really,
that is
in
thinking.
An absolute
that
sense.
That is thinking only. At this moment, who sees with you? With your seeing consciousness. Is there anyone sharing your seeing consciousness?
No one. I'm just wondering what the United Nations would say about that.
Not about seeing, hearing.
It's the whole raison.
But you explained that it is by satipatthana that you are an island to yourself. Only then.
When it's only idea of thinking, it's not an island yet. Seeking for an island.
Still, it's difficult to get past the idea that we share the same world. I mean, it's so deeply ingrained, and I can understand, you know, when you pointed out that that's not the way it is, but still, the minute I stop thinking about that, it's back to
it
the shared world.
It means that there is no world at all, or United Nations. But it's the idea of thinking about it. It's not the Paramattha Dhamma. But the Sanya remembers, so there is the idea of people and thing. It's not wrong when one understands that it's different moment. what is true? Which world?
Just the world of the sense door experiences.
Paramita Dhamma. Are you living alone, Kunsi?
Yes.
No people around you?
There is some people around me.
At moment of thinking.
Yes. If one sees the usefulness of it, the value of it, then we would want to pursue further, to want to understand, to develop the right understanding further.
I think that it also depends on the motive of studying.
The motive?
Yes, a Christian study Abhidhamma in order just to know about the Buddhist teachings. But he still believes in his
God.
Yeah.
But once the level of understanding rises to a certain level, you know, that they really do understand that, you know, that nothing else except the ultimate realities, you know, and everything else only concept, you know, that would change the interpretation.
But our belief in the teachings is not firm enough when it's not that level of panya, which can realize the true nature of realities. Even at that moment, it can be just a little wavering.
I see.
Until sotapatimaka or mahavipassanayana arise. Because there is still the idea of I.
Yes.
Experience it.
Has not been eradicated yet. Yeah.
Not completely.
Not completely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we must continue to develop panya.
Are there more world than six?
No.
Sure?
Absolutely sure.
These are the Aryan's world. The world of sight, sounds, taste, smell, touch.
I don't think we can be really sure. Right? We can think about it, but
how can we be sure if we haven't?
Well, because when there is seeing, it's one thing, one world. Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. So what else?
But I mean, that's, yes, there's no doubt about that we are experiencing through the sense doorways, but I guess if you're talking in the sense of experiencing those, or maybe it's experience sati directly, that we, I mean, there's no doubt.
Well, some people seem to think there are realities outside the five khandhas because, you know, one hears all sorts of ideas about even though at parinibbana, the five khandhas cease, yet people still have an idea of some aspect of reality that continues after parinibbana. But that would be parinibbana.
So what is parinibbana?
According to this line of thinking, parinibbana is the cessation of the five khandhas.
Okay. No, the text about the Bhavanga Chitta, which is Pabhasaram, which is pure, not defiled, and people take that for nibbana, they get confused. But we had the text with Jim that it is at the moment of Javana when the defilements comes in. It's not the moment of the Bhavanga Chitta. The defilements don't come in yet from outside. No defilements arising. So they get confused. They have an idea of a pure mind after parinibbana, or nibbana is something like this, like a citta.
Think about parinibbana then.
The meaning about parinibbana is the cessation of the five khandhas.
So nothing else can arise after.
Well, they seem to think that it can, because they seem to think that there's something that is apart
so
from the five
khandhas.
So what's
the meaning of the cessation of five khandhas? Because are there more than five?
Well, that's implicit in what they say, but I'm not sure if you ask them if there are more than five. Yeah, they seem to think there's some kind of faculty which they might call awareness, pure awareness or something. That's,
awareness of what?
Not to say.
Shows different ideas. Even one reads the same book, same Tipitaka, but different interpretation. If we just depend on word, but not on the understanding of realities, it is like this, because people have different ideas, but they cannot change the characteristic of Dhamma. It's only idea about Dhamma. When it's not the realization, the nature of Dhamma.
Is it that this keeps perpetuating an interest in the Dhamma? But with wrong view, because it seems to be that wrong view should take one away from Dhamma.
It sounds interesting.
Right.
Dhamma. Something, some meaning in it.
I see.
Different from the other word.
It's a slight contradiction in that, as I say, it's wrong view, but it continues to be attached to Dhamma and not, doesn't take them away.
But they are attached to the word, not the reality of Dhamma.
Mm. Mm.
But the reality of Dhamma is more interesting, it appears. By what?
In that case, people who have this sort of wrong view must be a lot further from from attaining enlightenment than someone who just commits some serious akusala karma and goes to, you know, a rebirth in the hell realm.
As long as they still cling to their own thinking about Dhamma. Dhamma is this, Dhamma is that, Parinibbana is that, something like that. Dhamma is not just for reading, it's for studying, considering, developing.
I think it also indicates that we should be careful not to believe something that we can't experience directly, in the sense that we may get the wrong idea about it. Things that we read about in the Tipitaka, don't experience directly, of course one tries to understand the meaning, but to cling to an idea about things that one can't directly experience might mean that one is clinging to a wrong understanding of these things.
It depends on reality that one can experience. For example, the nama arises, and some nama can be known, not all dhammas.
Right.
For example, the feeling can be known.
Yes.
But what about